Blog Talk Radio.
Today Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach from the Tarot Guild, now in our 16th year. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it's already in the hundreds of degrees. Welcome to summer, everyone. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. She is a certified tarot master, crystal reiki master, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. Here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Hey, great. Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday Tarot Today Show. I'm excited. It's a wonderful day here. How are you, Dax?
Oh, doing really good, except for the intense heat. I mean, wow. Oh. You know, it usually hits late July, August, but no. We're in it now. It's 102 already. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be 106 today, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had a really fun show with Dr. Rose yesterday looking at life coaching as a add-on modality for tarot readers and other intuitive professionals, and it was a great show. And it actually kept going on and on and on.
Awesome.
So if you missed tomorrow's show is Sharona. We'll get to that later in the show. No, but yesterday's show, if you missed yesterday's show, go in the archive and listen to it at psychictalk.net. It was really good. You're going to learn a lot about life coaching and how that can be interwoven with the modalities that you already do. I know we have a lot of tarot readers and other intuitive professionals listening to the show. So, yes, okay, we are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot enthusiasts, students, and tarot professionals since 2004. I can't believe it's been that long, Mary. Oh, my God.
I know. It's amazing.
16 years. 16 years. It's been a great ride, a great ride. Our new website is thetarotguild.com. Yes, after 10 years, we finally took down the old static one and put up a full-functioning social networking website. I say it's like Facebook for tarot. You know, it's got all the features of the big social sites, you know, but it's all tarot all the time. And it's free to join the website and use all those features. You just like joining Facebook. So you just go over to thetarotguild.com and sign up. You can even sign up with your Facebook, your Twitter, Google. You just click the button and you can sign up there, put up your profile picture. You get your own profile as well as, you know, the groups and the forums and everything going on the website. So go check it out, thetarotguild.com. By the way, while you're over there, you'll see some banners because we're in summer, like I mentioned a minute ago. We are doing the sizzling summer sale, Mary. That's right, 25% off everything. So we do
awesome.
Have a – yeah, it's great. Just getting going, having a few people sign up. Basically, everything we offer on the website is 25% off. So you can come over there and join our premium membership. As I said, you can join the website for free, use all the features. You get all of that. Plus, in the premium membership, you get a lot of other added benefits, including the first level of certification at the Tarot Guild, CTR, Certified Tarot Reader. You get that included. So if you're already a professional reader, you want to get certified, you know, join the professional organization for tarot professionals and get your certification. And it's 25% off. Normally $78 for a year of membership. And that's still really, really inexpensive. But I can't remember what that comes out to be, like $650 a month or something like that. The number of cards in the tarot deck, 78. But right now it's 25% off. And I think when you put in the discount code, it comes out to like 25% off. It's like $58.50, I want to say. So you go over to thetarotguild.com, just click join the guild, and you'll see the join button there. It'll come up and say have a button to subscribe. That's what you're actually doing, subscribing. And be sure to check mark. They have those radio dial buttons. There's the monthly membership, and then there's the annual membership. You want to click the annual membership to get the 25% off and to get your certification. So you click annual, and right there it'll say, you know, do you have a discount code? Type in summer 25. That's the discount code to get the 25% off. Do all capitals, summer 25. And when you apply that, it'll drop the price down to $58.50. Also, you can click Learn Tarot if you're new to tarot, and you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course, which is normally $78, and it's $58.50 as well. And my readings are on sale, 25% off. There's a 20-minute option, 30-minute option, 40-minute option on my page at thetarotguild.com/DAX. So I wanted to get that out of the way. We are a live call-in show. Give us a ring, 714-816-4628. When you get through, be sure to press 1 on your dial pad. That puts you into the caller queue, and we take the calls in the order that they came in. So hold your spot there, folks. We're going to get to call shortly, 714-816-4628. The chat room's open on the Tarot Guild website. Click chat in the far right of the nav bar, or just type in thetarotguild.com/chat. And you can join us in the chat room. You can ask questions in there, even get mini readings right from the chat room. But of course, we do on the phone here, 714-816-4628. We're a live call-in show, and we are also talking about tarot deck care. You know, with the COVID and everything going on, are you cleaning your cards? Do you even let your clients use your cards? You know, I mean, you know, shuffle the cards. We talked about that on a recent show. And most of us are doing long distance readings, you know, especially during the lockdown when we were all stay at home, you know. But still, you know, how do you clean your cards? How do you cleanse your cards? Energy clearing. How do you store your cards? So we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. Mary, did you do a card of the day?
Yes, I did. In fact, I didn't just do a card of the day. I also posted it on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, where I post a card of the day every day. If you haven't joined our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, you should. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. But the card of the day that I chose today comes from the St. Lynn with this beautiful artwork by Jesse Reich. And the card that I chose has this beautiful picture of a phoenix, and it's about transformation. And the message is a fresh new way of living emerges. And so it talks about, you know, when we're in those times of the huge transformation, which feels like we're in
now.
This time of huge transformation now. Hello, now. And, you know, old beliefs, old ideas and decisions that have been made are kind of dropping away and being replaced by incredible vitality in new pathways. And so, you know, to me, this was like really kind of a positive hopeful vision for the future, you know, that
mm-hmm.
even though maybe we think some things, you know, just don't work anymore, that we have every reason to be optimistic that we will find ways now that will work for all of us, some of us, most of us, hopefully all of us at some point. Did you have a card of the day too, Dax? And what the heck is going on with the numbers?
Oh, sure. And the numerology. Well, it's 3 days before my birthday. That's all the numerology you need to know. I'm just kidding.
I love that.
June 16th, Tuesday. Yes, mark that on your calendars, everybody. Tuesday. So it's 6/13/2020. 1 + 3 = 4. So the day is that 4 energy, that structure energy. And when I tell you the card of the day and the date energy, you know, this is all going to make sense, that today is a good day for creating structure in your life. But the entire date, 6/13/2020, adds up to 14. 1 + 4 = 5. There's that high energy, adventurous energy, you know, time to ride the roller coasters kind of thing, you know. But the other side of the coin is it can be the chaos energy. In numerology, we call it the chaos number, number 5, you know. But you, now that you're forewarned, you can take advantage of the positive, and that will prevent you from slipping down the slippery slope into the chaos. Use that high energy today to get things done. And this kind of goes along with the card of the day, which is the Ten of Wands, you know, the overburdened card. So all the things that you've let pile up are basically dragging you down. Today, is you could take advantage of this high energy of 5 to start clearing these things out. Start tackling that to-do list. You know, it might mean delegating tasks to other people. You know, cross things out that aren't important to you. Clear out the energetic clutter in your life and prepare to revitalize. You know, I know some of us have been in a slump because of this health crisis thing and everything else going on with the demonstrations. And, you know, it's crazy this year. It's just crazy. And I know in the first few weeks of this, I felt it too, Mary. I got into a malaise. And
I just started letting
I don't know if that's the right word, but it sounds good.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah. But it's where you know, I didn't want to do anything. I felt depressed. I just let all the tasks pile up, you know, like this this Ten of Wands here. And so I get it. You know, this could bring you down, but you could take advantage of the energy of the day, break through that, and, you know, start tackling that to-do list. So that's the card of the day, the numerology of the day that I got. And what do you think, Mary?
No, I think that's terrific, because I think you're absolutely right that a lot of people have felt kind of that malaise kind of feeling. You know what what I think of it is like when we get thrown off, like the first week of the pandemic and the first week of the revolution, I guess, you know, both of those weeks were the only weeks in like years that I didn't get the trash out on time on trash day. You know, that's how I know that I'm like thrown off by something. If I miss the garbage man, I'm like, okay, something's really wrong with me, you know. But, you know, and so that idea of like things piling up that you were talking about with the Ten of Wands made me think of like, you know, what it's like, you know, when I miss the trash man. It's like, oh, great, you know, now it's like I've got trash piling up until the next trash day, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I did.
That popped in a bit.
I did get out of it pretty quickly. I was able to return to, you know, getting the task done and also, you know, going the other direction, taking advantage of, okay, we're staying at home, so I've got all this time that I'd be doing other things out there to be in here and, you know, go back to studies and classes and get some coursework done and, you know, just work on better future.
Oh, I thought, you know, I so wanted to do that, but I was actually busier during this whole lockdown than I was, you know, without it. And I didn't,
right.
You know, I didn't,
that's interesting.
I would start a course. Yeah, I'd start a course because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, all right, this will be great. And, you know, I just never, I still am trying to complete courses that I started at the beginning of the pandemic because I'm like, oh man, you know, I've just been going with this. So it's kind of, you know, all that really says to me that it's like, it's been a disruptor in different ways for people, you know, and it can go either way of being like, you know, kind of bringing you down or kind of, you know, kicking you into overdrive.
Wow.
Sorry, I was snapping my fingers at my dog, Ethel. Ethel got a foxtail in her foot, and I took her to the vet to take it out yesterday or the day before yesterday, and
she
keeps messing with it. Yeah, poor little girl. But she's,
stop that.
She's
stop
better
that.
Now. Yeah, I just wanted to stop trying to lick it. So if I say stop that a few times during the show, that's who I'm talking to.
Right. That's what the mute button's for, Mary. Hey, Mary, before we get into our topic, you know, tarot deck care, some people are calling in. Why don't we take a call or two?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to shift things around on today's show and do things a little bit differently. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 651. Are you there, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi.
Christiana. Wow, I haven't known another Christiana since
Christiana Godet.
Yeah, Tarot Grandmaster Christiana Godet. How are you doing, Christiana?
I'm all right. I just have a question. I was wondering if any of you see me getting a scholarship by the end of the month.
A scholarship by the end of the month?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. I'm getting 4 out of 5 yes cards on this. This can happen really fast. Okay, so you got the 8 of Wands, which is abundance, and you got the 8 of Pentacles, which is, again, 8 of Wands and 8 of Pentacles. You got that 8 number, which is abundance in numerology. Okay, and 8 of Pentacles is the profitable use of one's skills, developing talents, using this talents, dedication, receiving your reward. The 8 of Wands can mean a lot of different things, but in this case, I'm getting that forward motion, quick action, things happening quickly around this. The Ace of Wands shows up. Yet again, you're able to pursue your passion. And the central focus card is actually, are you ready, Mary? The Sun card.
Best card.
Yep, best card, fulfillment, accomplishment, success, love, joy. Now, it's not a negative card, you know, it's the Knight of Coins shows up, the Knight of Pentacles. It's talking about remembering to be practical. And it's slow, steady progress, but it's the slowest of the four knights, you know. So things might, you know, slow. It's really interesting because it's right after the 8 of Wands. So it's like, you know, you get what you're looking for, you know, as far as the scholarship and things, but then things kind of slow down a little bit. That's what's showing up here. Let's see what Mary's getting. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I feel like all I need to say is I got the Sun card as well.
Oh, there you go.
It's like, yeah,
that's
so
all you need,
I'm in agreement. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hope that helped you out, Christiana.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Awesome. And that opens another line. You know, if you're listening live and you're kind of sitting on the fence, should I call in? Yes, you should. Grab your spot now so you're not like, you know, 20 deep in the caller lines and we don't get to you before the end of the show. So give us a ring, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Yes. Oh, I did want to mention something because, you know, we were talking about all of this on the show yesterday, Dr. Rose and I, and talking about life coaching and, you know, predictive readings versus like a coaching type reading, which is more what I do. And I want to mention, I'm going to start doing this at the beginning of the show, as Mary mentioning how, well, like the reading for Christiana, we were rather predictive with that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And basically, when we pull cards, we're pulling them in the now, which is giving us information about right now. Decisions you made in the past that have set up a trajectory moving into a possible outcome out there in the future. Now, giving you that information, you can make different decisions moving forward and change that destination. So anything, that, you know, I try to do very little predictive when possible, but it's still, it, you know, it's tarot, so it happens on the shows, you know, so... When you hear those things, I want people to realize that there's no set future, that you can change these outcomes. Like if I had gotten all these cards that said that Christiana was not in the next week going to get that scholarship, okay, all that means is that this is the situation right now. She's made decisions in the past that have led to that potentially happening in the near future. Now that she knows that, she knows, you know, you can realize then that there are things you are doing that are leading in that direction. And so now you got to shift your focus. You've got to make new decisions if you want to get to that outcome that you're looking for, that the cards are predicting won't happen, you see. Just wanted to mention that. Yeah.
It really depends. I don't have a problem with predictive readings. I think sometimes, you know, the question, you know, is really, you know, that's what they want. They want, like, it's really like to me, that was like a yes or no question. A pendulum would have been more appropriate in my view. But, you know, it's also like something like a scholarship. It's like you either get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, you kind of know what to do. You apply for another scholarship. You know, you see what other avenues you have, you know. But, yeah, I think most questions, though, I think do benefit often from life coaching type approach to it if the person asking the question is open to that. People aren't always open to that, you know. It's an odd thing, but I've noticed this thing where a lot of people, I mean, they just want good old fortune-telling rather than help me to navigate my life better, which is strange, mm-hmm. right? I find that very odd how many people are just not open to that because I prefer doing that. I'm not closed to doing predictive readings. I don't really have too much of an issue with it, but I just wish more people were mm-hmm. open to the life coaching style of reading because I think in the long run, it's much more beneficial.
Well, I just move into it is what I do I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say here. I don't browbeat the client about it. I just slip right into it without them even knowing it, really. So, you know, it used to be, you know, a decade or two ago, and it's still that way today, where people are really big. The ones that teach tarot, they're really big on, you know, make sure you have the right question. You know, don't take the question the client gives you. Take it and make it more open and make it empowering. I don't do that anymore. They ask a question, I just answer the question. But then we see what other questions come up from that, and I can lead into a bit of coaching and helping them achieve goals, knock out blocks and energy and psychological blocks that are holding them back, things like that. We'll do some EFT tapping. I mean, I bring everything to the table when I do a reading there. So let's take another call.
I'm kind of the same with, I'll answer the question that they're asking, but, you know, I usually also, you know, will say, well, you know, why don't we also take a look at this? Because there's so much implied with any question they're asking. You know, and sometimes looking at those kind of other aspects can really, you know, help them have a fuller picture so that they can make the best decisions to create the life they want to be living.
Right. That's what I'm all about there. Oh, Reading Rose is in the chat room saying hi. You can join us in the chat room. TheTarotGuild.com/chat. TheTarotGuild/chat. Reenie's in there. Hey, Reenie, give us a call. Chat with us. Give us a call there. We actually had a few callers, and some of them have dropped off. So, and I was just going to go to them. You know, we're only on our first, we just finished our first call, Mary. We're going to our second call, and they're dropping off. And it's like, what are you doing? We're coming to you now. That's why I said, when you call in, hold your spot. Because if you call back in now, now you're at the bottom of the queue, you know. So right now, if you're listening live, there's plenty of room on the switchboard. Get your spot right now, 714-816-4628. Let's take another call real quick, and then we're going to talk some tarot deck care. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 831. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name? Where are you calling from, hon?
My name is Christina, and I'm calling from California. And I really wanted to say, I have a question, but I also specifically wanted to say thank you because I believe you hosted a show a few weeks back called The Doctors Are in the House. I'm not sure.
Right.
And you gave such good information that I've had to, like, rewind it to, like, write it down. I didn't know that I had PTSD, and I have, at 4 years old, that's when it started to, like, come out, the bipolar, like, rearing its ugly head with my mother. So I was in that kind of very explosive screaming so loud that my adrenaline on a daily basis toppled by being murdered at 10, and the list goes on. Anyway, long story short is I'm 52, I'm in school, and I've decided that I am going to spend the rest of my life really paying attention to the trigger so I can dissipate it, but I'd also like to help others. And
awesome.
I feel like it's like when you're on a video game, you can't be like on level 23 when you're first starting and you really want to win, but you've got to go through all these steps. And so that's where I'm at, and that's where my head is at, is that, okay, this is where I'm at. So I know I've realized my inner child, is really affecting my present life, and I'm very grateful for becoming more self-aware. And the question I have is I really want to not worry about a roof over my head or worry about what anyone else is doing in any way, shape, or form, like what, you know, because I've been relying on alimony and child support, and I really want to be able to do something that makes me feel extremely fulfilled. I love people, work through the computer, but I'm also at school, and I'm having to, I get triggered whenever I'm learning because I was told I could never learn to read or write even if I wanted to, but it's a generational thing. It happened to her, and I'm sure it went down the family line, so I'm facing it, and I'm triggered a lot, but I really want to do this. And I just wanted to know if you could let me know again the steps that I should take or what you see coming up, where I know that I can't just sit and magically money comes. I know that. But I feel like I'm in this like holding pattern, and everything that you talked about and your beautiful co-host about letting things pile up, I was like, okay, I'm going to just take a list, and every day I'm going to check one thing off, because that's been me. I've already got my fall schedule planned, so that's really good for school. But I'm
right.
in this situation where I really want to help people. And every single time I've started out on that, I've got like even a merchant account linked up, and I'm nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Every single time I'm robbed or something horrible has happened with somebody that has been terrorizing me for the past 2 years. And I know that I need to stand up to this individual, but I really want to embody and be noble and diplomatic while I'm setting these boundaries. And it's normal to get upset and to want to lash out, but it's not going to serve me or anyone else. What is coming through, or what advice and or channel both is coming through for me to like get me out of this loop that I'm in? Because I don't want to wake up and be afraid of how am I going to support myself. I ran a business before doing what I loved, and I didn't worry about what anyone else said. They said it wasn't a job, and it was 30 years ago, and it was great. But I don't want to do that anymore because I don't feel fulfilled.
Right.
Well,
let's see what's
so I'll
coming
be quiet
up.
Now.
Let's,
thank you.
Yeah, let's actually see what Mary's seeing here. It's Mary's turn to go first, and I got some stuff for you too. But let's see what Mary's got.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's look at this. I think if I understand the question, it's just kind of what advice is there to help you kind of, you know, get to where you want to be with all this stuff, to be what it sounds like you want to be to an extent, like kind of a bit more self-reliant. Is that right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. And while I'm going to school and saying, look, I'm 52, you can be
yeah.
or do anything that you want, but I'm not believing my own words. I do believe it, but the fear is in the way.
Sure.
I'll be quiet, but
sure.
thank you.
But no, yeah, you know, so, I mean, that seems to be essentially the thing is that fear factor, because it can really be, you know, paralyzing, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I drew a couple cards here to kind of say, like, okay, how can we address that? And the things that came up are kind of interesting. Now, I don't know to what extent you're interested or have had any, you know, interaction with crystals. Okay, I'm a crystal chick, so I'm always going to come up with crystals, you know, as well, in addition to other things. But the main message I'm getting is about working with the root chakra and the solar plexus chakra. Okay, so the root chakra, you know, that is associated with the color red, so any red crystals like red jasper, that kind of thing. But that is what gives us our sort of sense of security, making us feel like it's okay, and we're safe, and we're grounded, okay? And there are different grounding exercises we can do. Sometimes it helps to not just, you know, work with crystals, but to actually do things that make us feel grounded, earthing, what we call earthing, where we're connecting with nature, connecting with the earth a little bit. It kind of makes us feel like, you know, okay, you know, we're okay. And once we start with that feeling of being okay and being safe and being secure, then we can go all kinds of places from there. But it's really hard to try to change our life and create the life that we want if we don't have that basic sense of security, you know? It's hard to, you know, spread our wings, you know, if we feel like there's no safe place to land. So
the root chakra. I've been going through the sacral, the root, and... with just
yeah.
vibrational tones for the subconscious for over
Perfect.
A year. And then I was just wandering outside, feet in the ground, just really
Good.
Felt like I needed to be out in nature. So you're spot on.
Yeah, so, you know, those things are really important, and a lot of times they do more for us than we realize. And the solar plexus chakra, you know, so that's like the third chakra, you know,
mm-hmm.
that is
yellow.
Associated with the color. Yeah, exactly, you know, and that has to do with our, you know, I call it our inner sun, you know, that, you know, that's, it's like our power source. And our sense of, like, willpower and, like, we can, a belief in ourselves, you know, because, again, it's all related. If we don't have that initial sense of safety and security, it's really hard to believe that we can go the places that we want to go, that we feel drawn to going to doing things like helping other people. What a beautiful goal to have. And we need
Thank
out there helping people and connecting with them. Your experiences that you describe are going to inform your ability to help other people, people that have gone through similar things that think that nobody in the world can connect to them, you know? So,
and they're
so,
universal.
Exactly. And the, and that's those are the messages that I'm getting through, you know, angel cards and my crystal sitting next to me here. And I just feel that you are on the right path. And it's just a matter of, like, keeping it up. Keep doing those things, you know, and add more things, you know, find and discover things that make you feel even better. Sometimes it's as simple as feeling those moments where we – where we feel like a sort of vulnerability and picking up a stone, picking up a piece of, like, you know, tree bark from a tree, you know, things that we can hold on to and have, like, a tangible physical thing to remind us that, like, oh, yeah, I'm a part of the whole thing. I have my place here, and my place is safe and secure, and I'm secure in my being, and I can literally make the life that I want to make it, you know, and baby step, step by step, you know, make that list of goals, accomplish one thing, check it off, celebrate everything that you accomplish, because it matters.
Okay.
It matters a lot. So let's see what Dax is getting.
Oh, boy, I think you covered it really good there, Mary. The cards I'm getting are talking about exactly, you know, what Christina said about helping others, okay? And the Eight of Swords is how she's feeling, kind of, you know, boxed in by the swords. But eight is the number of abundance in numerology. The lesson of the eight card is swords are thoughts and ideas, yet you have too much of that boxing you in, and you need to, you know, she's bound up and has the blindfold on. You need to, you know, wiggle out of those bonds and take the blindfold off and see the clear path out from being surrounded by these thoughts and ideas. So all this is in your mind, basically, it's saying, and focus in on one idea. And you got your school coming up, and Mary's right, you're on the right track. Everything is good. Here in the summertime, you know, as we go through the summer, set yourself up for success with helping others. Some of the cards are talking about thinking outside of the box, all right? And I'm just going to tell you what I told everybody yesterday on the Doctors Are In with Dr. Rose yesterday. We were talking about life coaching for tarot readers and other intuitive professionals, the helping, you know, healing and helping art. It doesn't matter what you're doing. I don't care if you're a Reiki practitioner. I don't care if you're a numerologist. I don't care if you are a hypnotherapist. Life coaching is the foundation. And so,
yeah, I've been wanting to do that.
Right. So this is what I want you to do. You know, it's no accident that you called in today, and especially right after I just did a whole show on this. So go back into our archive and listen to yesterday's show with Dr. Rose and I, and
okay,
hear what we said about this. And you'll find the archive. I guess the fastest, easiest way is psychictalk.net/Fridays. You know, that'll take you to the Friday
mm-hmm.
section. But if you If you just get on our website.
Or just going backwards. When you download the show, do you just keep hitting that button? This has never happened before. I have goosebumps everywhere when you were telling me to go back and listen to the show. And everywhere, I'm looking at them on my arms. It's such a wonderful feeling. So I know that not only am I going to listen to it, it will be several times and I'll be taking notes. I am so happy that you are doing this and expressing and following your desire as well as your lovely co-host.
Following what you're supposed to be doing. And I want you to go over to psychetalk.net/coach and enroll in Dr. Steve's life coaching course. It's dirt cheap right now, 95% off. The sale's still going on. And it's a 30-video module, self-paced course with a 100-page manual. Go through that, get certified, get your certificate. And what's going to happen is that's going to set up momentum through the rest of the summer. And then I want you to go on to Udemy, and I want you to take some other courses that are life coaching courses and build your foundation for helping other people.
Okay? Yes, because I saw a vision of myself, because I'm somebody who gets visions, symbols.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of abilities that dance around me. You know, I see people from time who have crossed over that look like us, flesh and blood. I have this dream, and it was like a vision where I was in the driver's seat, but yet the car was flying and there were people on the back seat, and I was flying around debris, going around a tornado and guiding them. Like, all of this stuff that's happened, when I asked to look first through source's eyes, second through my own, it doesn't take away from the pain of it, but there's also so many beautiful hidden blessings within these painful, complex situations that are so healing.
Yeah.
It's like gold. I want to hug both of you. Like, I know I don't know you, but I just want to squeeze you guys through the phone and say thank you so much, because getting into details of getting in my way and also stopping me. Like, if I have, you know, you have ideas and then you start going over the details, it's like, whoa, just stop. Follow the impulses.
Yeah. Right.
Source, you're aware of me. You're mentoring me. You're helping me. You're inspiring me. You know my intentions and the intentions of the other people around me. Guide me to where I need to be. And let me know, because I know I'll look around the answer. And I roast myself and laugh and joke, but I really feel like it's about trust as well. And it's
what I signed up for. What happens, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Sorry about my voice.
Awesome.
I lost it a few days ago.
Well,
but I was using it. I was screaming on the ground saying, I want my life, being dramatic, but I've never got it out. I've always been quiet. And then I was shocked a few days where I have no voice, and then I was just tired. So I've been sleeping, and I'm looking at my beautiful garden, and I thought, it's time to start taking on these summer projects, get prepared, get ready, and here you are reading the card of the day. Reclaim. Oh, I love that.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
It's no accident that you listened to the show today, that's for sure. Well, have a great day, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Get going on that momentum. And we'll talk to you later, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina.
Many blessings.
Bye.
Can I still listen in?
Me too.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I'll put you back on hold. You can listen into the show. Isn't that interesting? We had a Christiana followed by a Christina.
I know.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, give us a call, folks, if you're listening live out there, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. We'll take some more calls in just a few minutes. Before our topic, Tarot Deck Care, Mary, what's going on the network? What's the upcoming shows?
We have an exciting week here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Our next show is tomorrow, Sunday, June 14th, the Magic Universe Show with host Sharona Rapsik, and she's going to have a guest, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and they're going to be talking about the magic of mantras. And that is followed on Monday, the Wisdom of the Soul Show with your host, Janice Fuchs. Janice's show will be followed by the Compassionate Light,
Mary?
Healing, and Guidance Show. Yes, what?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I got to break in because I had the show coming up. I didn't have time to go on and correct the upcoming shows. You know, right before we went on air, I heard from Catherine. She needs to move her Monday show, this episode, to Wednesday this week. So she'll actually be on air on Wednesday. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt, but
what time?
Wanted to get that right.
Do you know what time on Wednesday?
Oh, it's always the same time. Yeah, it's just moving the day. Yeah, so it's the same time.
2 p.m. Eastern. That's going to be Wednesday. And that'll be the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with host Catherine Hahn. Divine You, part 3 of her series on the Divine You, will be on Wednesday. And then that'll be followed on Friday, June 19th. With the Doctors Are In show with our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle and his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. They're going to be doing open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings. And then Dax and I will be back next week with the Tarot Today show. And that is your upcoming shows here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find that by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Awesome. Boy, I'm glad I was able to remember that about Catherine's show because I've been
messaging
her.
And it was perfect.
Messaging
I was
her.
Just about to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got a message from her just a second ago where she was saying, you know, thank you for making the change for me. And I wrote back, you know, while you were actually talking to the last caller, I wrote back and I said, Catherine, keep reminding me because I'm on air. I'm going to forget to move your show. It's not on my to-do list. And if it's not on the to-do list, it doesn't get done because I have a to-do list that goes on forever, you know. And so it's got to be on the to-do
I'm
list.
I'm the same way, you know, but to-do lists are wonderful tools. They're so useful. And it feels so good every time you cross something off your to-do list.
Oh, God, it is. I got so much done this week and got my car serviced and, the brakes had to be done. And that was another $260. I was like, oh, my God. So I did that, did the servicing on Thursday, came back for the brakes on Friday. We're talking 7 a.m. in the morning. You know, I don't wake up till 10. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this is early. I really slept in today because, you know, usually I'm up till like 2 or 3 in the morning working, and then I go to sleep and wake up at 9, 10 in the morning, you know, but I had to get up at the butt crack of dawn, 5:30 those 2 days, but I got, you know, there's this sense of accomplishment. You feel like the car, it feels like it drives better now that it's been new oil and everything like that. Yep, so that's what's been going on with me.
Yeah, I've just been doing, you know, about what you paid on your brakes is what I paid at the vet. Taking care of it.
Oh,
foot. Got her shots up to date, got her heartworm preventative. She feels like a brand new dog now. And she needs to stop licking her foot. She just looked at me like, sorry.
Yeah.
So, tarot card care in the midst of a pandemic, what do we do? Have you been doing anything different to take care of your tarot cards? It's like 78 different surfaces we have to clean in a sense, right?
Yes. Actually, it's 156 because it's both sides of the card.
Ah.
78 plus 78. Yes, exactly. And so, okay, first of all, you know, this is yet another, I have a laundry list of reasons why you don't let other people handle your cards. why you don't let them shuffle the cards. We're talking about an in-person reading with an in-person client. Now, most of us are doing Skype and Zoom readings now, or on the phone. So it's really not an issue. Actually, I don't think it's that much of an issue. But you know, if you're a diehard, you know, you got to do your readings in person with your clients. Hey, what have you been doing during this? I have a couple of clever fast cleaning methods for you. But yeah, you know, you should. Regardless of the health crisis, we should be cleaning our cards. They get grimy, folks, you know. Now, I'm not one of those people that, you know, I acquired this deck that's 100 years old, and I, you know, and I'm going to put my energy into it, and I'm going to pass it on to the next generation. No, I buy a universal weight deck for $12. I use it. It gets grimy. I throw it in the trash can. I buy another $5 or $12 universal weight deck and go back to reading. You know. However, some of us have really, really nice cards. Like I do use Ciro Marchetti's decks with clients because they're so pretty. And it's beautiful digital art. CiroMarchetti.com. Go check it out. And those decks, especially if you have one of his creator decks, I mean, you know, those are expensive, you know, and you're going to want to take care of them. And most decks, and, you know, maybe you need to check with the publisher, I don't know, but or read some reviews and see if they talk about this. Most modern decks have a coating, which is great. And, you know, you're not going to drop your deck in a bowl
of the dishwasher.
Or I'm thinking of a bowl of soapy water and you're scrubbing them off. No, you're not going to do that. However, you could take baby wipes, and you always want to use a spread cloth, or in this case, because you're cleaning, you probably want to lay a towel down. You lay the card down, take a baby wipe, you wipe from the center of the card out to the edges. Flip it over, center the card out to the edges. Then the next card, then the next card, then the next, and you want a clean, very clean towel you're laying it on. Also a second clean white towel, or, well, any clean towel, and, you know, to dry them off a bit, you know, although they pretty much dry really quickly, but you can use that. And you can go through all 78 cards. And I'm not saying you do that every day. I'm not saying you do that after every client, although that's technically what we should be doing. But that's way too much work. So what do you do? What's faster? Well, I got a faster way, and that is you get one of these nice handy-dandy wands that popped up all over the market because of the COVID that are UV light. And you just shine the UV light over the cards one by one by one, and guess what? That kills everything. Now, it's not going to prevent your deck from being grimy. I mean, you still have to do the cleansing with the wipes, you know, or some other cleaning method, you know, once a month or once every week. Well, it depends on how much you read. You know, if you're reading 10 clients a day, yeah, you probably have to do it weekly. But as far as, you know, how would you do this quickly in between clients when there's the whole COVID thing? Well, I mean, it could be as simple as you have a box of gloves, you put your gloves on. If you have them shuffled, give them a pair of gloves. It could be that simple. Or you can get fancy-dancy high-tech, pull out your UV wand, your UV light wand, and go over the deck with the UV light wand. There you go. So that's a couple of my suggestions. What were you thinking about, you know, cleaning cards, keeping them clean, keeping them germ-free during COVID?
Right, you know, so I'll tell you what, the one thing that's changed for me with COVID and decks is when I order new decks, I'm like a little more paranoid about it, you know. It's like I've got to get the packaging off that, you know, came through the mail, and I don't know who touched it and how much that happened, you know, and so I just
had this
off.
Picture of you in surgical gloves or those white gloves that you know, when you're auctioning things off and they have the white gloves and they're holding the vase, you know, I just had you picture of you in those white gloves opening the new deck.
Well, that's not too far from reality. Only that I use, like, I have these just clear plastic gloves that I use for food handling, you know. And they're disposable, and I just, you know, you get like 100 of them for like a couple bucks. So I just put those on so I don't touch the outside wrapping, and then I unwrap it. But every time I get a new deck of cards, I sage each card individually because sage gets rid of a lot of germs as well. And once I do that, I store my cards in a very clean little pouch, and with a clear quartz crystal that I've programmed to keep the energetic cleansing of the deck clear and to as well. And the big thing for me about the whole idea of grimy cards is this: don't get them grimy to begin with. Always clean your hands before you touch your cards. Always lay your cards down on a clean surface. Don't let anybody touch your cards. Yuck.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I don't let my clients, if I'm doing an in-person reading, shuffle the deck. Because did they go to the bathroom before they, you know, came over and grabbed my cards, you know? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
So what I do is I shuffle the deck, and then I may cut it into three piles and say, pick a pile. So they point. Pick the pile. I take that pile, put that on top, and then I start reading from the top where they chose. So they are choosing where to start the reading without actually cutting the deck or shuffling the deck. The other reason I do the shuffling is because it's practical. I don't want them thinking of how to shuffle a deck, because a lot of tarot decks are larger than playing cards. A lot of people don't – it's 2020. People play video games. They don't play cards anymore, you know? Maybe people in our generation and older, but, you know, younger people don't play cards. You know, they don't know how to shuffle a deck, you know. So you shuffle, have them think of their question.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's all I do. I don't even, you know, do the whole pick a pile thing and all of that. I mean, because most of my readings are over the phone. I have them focus
on
their question.
Right, that's completely different.
And I connect to them, you know, and allow the cards to answer their question, you know.
Oh, and
this whole
you said about
thing of, go ahead.
Yeah, you said about, you know, keeping them clean in the first place, which includes washing your own hands, but, you know, keeping them, you know, putting them on a
spread cloth.
Wrapping them in a spread cloth. So that leads into the storing your cards, because if you're properly storing your cards, they're not going to be getting grimy.
Exactly. And it's such a pet peeve of mine. It's not a pet peeve. All I can say is it makes me cringe when I see somebody who just kind of, like, you go over to their house and they're like, oh, yeah, I got a tarot deck here somewhere. And they're like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I lost a few of the cards over there. They might be in the closet, you know, like where it's like, what are you doing to your tarot deck? And no, you know, it's like there's some people that are pretty, like, too laid back about it to the point it makes me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
well,
I feel
it's a tool. You have
horrible.
To think of it as a profession. Would you be so callous with your tools if you were a plumber and, you know, that wrench costs $500, you know, and you're just going to, like, throw it over here? No. Treat the tarot deck like you would any tool for any profession, you know. Some of the storage methods are kind of mythology, like wrapping it in silk, because it's so finely woven, it prevents the negative energy from getting in. Yeah, but there's practical reasons to do that. You're keeping it, you know, nicely wrapped up and, you know, dust-free, grime-free, and then putting it in a bag, you know, and then putting the bag in a box. So you got, like, three layers protecting this thing. I don't tend to wrap it in my spread cloth like a lot of other people do. I just put it in pouches that are drawstring pouches that have The interior is silk. And some of the decks, you know, if it's a, especially if it's a really expensive deck, you know, you keep it in a nice wooden box. But a lot of times, you know, it all depends on what you're doing with your decks too. You know, if you're, I saw on the Tarot Guild group over on Facebook, folks, almost 6,300 members. If you're in a tarot, come over and join the group, Facebook. The easiest way is thetarotguild.com/Facebook. Take you right there. Tarot Guild on Facebook. And they asked a question there, one of the members, how many decks do you have? And one of the members responded, 500 decks. Okay, you're not reading with 500 decks. So, you know, if you're collecting decks, the best thing is to just keep them in the original box. And a lot of the boxes are very pretty and nice, and you put them on your shelf and they look, you know, wonderful. A deck that you're using on a regular basis to actually do readings, what you're going to do is you're going to keep it in a pouch. And you're going to have a nice spread cloth to lay it out on. You're going to wash your hands. How do you store your deck?
Well, it's a variety of ways. There's certain decks. To me, it's all about, like, what is the packaging it comes in? You know, sometimes, you know, we've got some really great packaging that decks are coming in lately where they're sturdy lift-top boxes or have, like, a magnetic, you know, close on them. As long as they're roomy enough that I can put a little crystal in with it, then I'll keep the original box. For the ones that aren't, I keep them in these really adorable cosmetic bags that I get from my Ipsy subscription. And I've got probably, you know, I've got a lot of decks that I use that are in there, like those tarot in the tins. You know, there's actually enough space in there to fit like a little needle of quartz crystal in there with them. So I keep all my box decks that come in a tin are still in their original tins. But most of them that I use all the time, you know, and I'm just looking, I have my working deck collection here, and that is probably about 50 decks that are in pouches that I use all the time. So,
oh, and you mentioned the crystals, which, you know, that's a nice lead into the cleansing part. If you're, you know, into the energetics of things, you know, as simple as after reading with a client, pulling all the cards together, laying it down on the table, and, you know, like just tapping on the top of it, breaks out the energy. One of my favorite ones is reordering the deck, you know, putting the deck back in order. Starting with the Fool, zero, you know, 1 through 21, the major arcana, and then each of the four suits, ace through 10, page, knight, queen, king, and putting them all in order, and then shuffling and mixing them all up again. And that breaks up the energy.
No, you know, that's great. Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. The only time that I do the reordering of the deck is when, and it's so rare, but when I've had a deck go rogue, you know, where I feel like, okay, somehow this deck is just gone off on its own path. I need to remind it, you know, where it came from, you know, and then I'll do the reordering. But, you know, in between clients, I always have a chunk of salt crystal with me. I cleanse my hands with the salt crystal in between clients. I put the salt crystal on top of my cards as well to cleanse them energetically, because, you know, when we talk about tarot card cleansing, you know, there's energetic cleansing, and then there's also you know, the physical cleansing like you were talking about too.
Right, you know, and this all came up because we were doing a psychic spin on COVID, and I said, hey, let's talk about cleaning your cards, but then we figured, hey, this is a whole nother show, because it's not just cleaning, it's cleansing, storing, all those kind
of
things. You know, people use the light from the full moon. They use quartz crystal. You're the crystal person. I didn't think of the salt crystals.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you, what was the best crystals to use, because I'm not a crystal person, and all I know that people have ever done is use quartz.
Yeah, well, clear quartz is, you know, wonderful. It's like the workhorse of the crystals. It has so many different applications, and it's programmable.
Right.
And I do store a clear quartz crystal, you know, just a little one, with each deck of cards that I have.
Nice.
That I use of my working decks. And I chart, you know, I program that crystal to keep my deck cleansed energetically and charged. And I take care of it that way. But when I'm reading, I also have a chunk of salt crystal too, because salt is, you know, incredibly cleansing and energetically cleansing. So I use that, you know, just on my hands, because it's like I feel in my approach to reading that I'm also connecting to that person's energy that I'm reading for. So I like to use salt as a great way to sort of break that connection after it's over. And on to the
mm-hmm.
next.
some people do the opposite of the moon. They do like a sun bath.
Oh yeah.
Some people do smudging. Reiki.
Yeah.
You can Reiki your deck.
You can Reiki anything.
Yeah.
You can Reiki it all.
I've heard of people using what are those bowls called? The singing bowls.
Oh, yeah. Sound clearing. You know, I have a set of tuning forks that I'll use to clear the space before I do readings. And chanting is also wonderful as well. There's so many different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it great is, you know, especially when we talk about energetically cleansing and we talk about charging our cards, I think it's really important that we connect to the method that we're using, that, you know, we feel it's effective, just like you felt like your card is
right.
Getting better after you do all of, you know, the oil change and everything. You want to feel like your deck is ready to work with you and for you, you know?
Yeah. Oh, one thing I've heard through the annals of time, which I don't think many people do, but and in this particular moment in time, we're going to say this is not recommended, but maybe in a while.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tradition in the card game Baccarat where the players blow on the cards to remove bad luck, sort of like blowing on dice to give you good luck. What is that with the wheel? God, my mind is blanked.
Roulette.
God. Yeah. That's
with the wheel. Craps. Craps with the dice.
Craps.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, craps. Yeah. Absolutely. Craps. That's when they blow on it for good luck. Well, that's dice-based games, but there actually is this tradition in card games, you know, and so some people, you know, recommend blowing on your cards to remove negative energy, you know. But, of course, I wouldn't recommend that nowadays because you might be blowing something else onto the cards as you're cleaning out the bad energy. Anyway, well, enough of cleaning here. Do we have time to take another call or two before the end of the show here? I know we've gone over.
Let's do it. Why not?
Okay. And remember, if we don't get to your call today, Sharona's going to be on with Dr. Rose tomorrow. I'm sure they're going to be taking calls. And Catherine will be taking calls on Wednesday. I'll be back with Dr. Rose on our Friday show taking calls. Actually, it's a open lines, all calls, all show. So Friday is a great show to call in on. And Mary and I'll be back next Saturday too. Area code 216 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Patricia. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia.
Patricia from Ohio.
Hi. I have a question. I'd like to know, I've been doing cleansing work on myself because I've been dealing with the dark night of the soul and some other, having dealt with a narcissist, the effects of that. But also, I've had unfortunate experiences of emotional, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and the traumas from that. but I need to find out, or can you pick up in my energy, because I want to do, and I'm wondering what would be more effective, doing the ancestral, because I'm still dealing with challenges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, going across the board, but I say with money, and this was before the, you know, this coronavirus, and then goodness, the abandonment rejection.
Okay,
so
we
would be more effective via doing ancestral learning to
healing.
Do the ancestral healing trauma, or just doing shadow work, or doing both.
Okay, I've already looked at that, and you know, in the interest of time, because we're, you know, way over here, and we want to get to, you know, another call or two. Let me just say real quickly, it's definitely leaning towards ancestral. In fact, you may want to do some past life work. Go to a hypnotherapist, do past life regression. That's what's showing up for me. There are connections to the past, potential, and you know, it could be within the chronology of your lifetime, but my gut instinct is that it goes farther back than the womb, that it's involving past lives that you are still attached to, that you're chained to. I hesitate to use the word karma, because I'm not a karma person. I don't really believe in that, but I do believe in things affecting past lives, because I know as a hypnotherapist that past life regression therapy in hypnosis works. And what I'm seeing in the cards, like the main focus is the devil card. And in that card, the two individuals, the two humans anyway, are chained to the half block. And that's representing those lines of attachment going into past lives. So that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Mary's getting. Mary?
Okay. Well, you know, I got the judgment card that comes up, and to me that is connected to the idea of, like, karmic connections, you know, the big deals. One thing that just I feel like I really should recommend is as a place to start, if you go down the path of, you know, ancestral healing, is to get the book Ancestral Medicine by Daniel Foer. And four is spelled F-O-O-R, and that is a wonderful place to start and to help you to, you know, to recognize the things that are connected to that you're dealing with. And, you know, kind of, you know, it's like figuring out the puzzle of our lives. How did we end up where we are? And how do we get back to our authentic self and where we feel like, okay, you know, I can build the life that I want. So I would definitely start with that book, Ancestral Medicine by Daniel Foer, F-O-O-R. And also your intuition is going to be really key in what is going to be the most helpful for you. The things that you come across that really resonate with you in a deep level, where you feel like, aha, wait a minute, there's something here. I get that tingling feeling, you know, because the high priestess comes up too, saying that, you know, you are going to navigate this and find your way to healing, and a big part of it is going to be your intuition guiding you. And through that, you know, often we are guided by our guardian angels and our our guides. So I wish you the best with this, and I think that you are definitely going to find your way back to feeling, you know, whole again, you know.
Great advice. I love that book idea. That's really great. But Patricia, I just wanted to not forget to mention that you don't stop doing anything else while you're doing the past life. So what I'm saying is you've got to hit both. you've got things happening in your life now and your current state, and you've got attachments, you've got energy blocks, you've got emotional blocks, you've got mental blocks. And then on top of that, there's the past lives connections. Okay, so you see somebody that specializes in past life therapy, and while you're doing that, you also see other practitioners. Like you're going, number one, first thing, find somebody that does EFT, emotional freedom technique, or TFT, thought field therapy. It's all from the same root of acupressure, and you're going to knock out the emotional issues with the EFT. And you might want to see a Reiki practitioner, especially one that does chakra alignment. All right. And you might, after all that, if you're still having trouble with letting go of certain things, you could do timeline therapy and NLP techniques with a practitioner of NLP. That and you might get lucky and find in your area a hypnotherapist that does the past life regression therapy, who's also an NLP practitioner, and will be able to help you, you know, knock this all out. But I really think the past life regression therapy is going to be the biggest help. However, I didn't want to leave the call with you thinking, okay, that's all I need to do. No, you've got some stuff that's current that you need to deal with the other types of practitioners, you see.
All right.
All right. I hope that helps you out. We got to get going.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes,
what?
Right. No, I was saying how much of this place, Cleveland, Ohio, is the energy affecting me? Because I pretty much know the answer.
Cleveland.
You got the gut instinct on that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would be another question. You're welcome to call back on another day, and we can look specifically into the area. But I think you have the gut instinct on that anyway.
Yeah.
I got one of the cards that I got was the Queen of Cups, which talks about listening to your intuition, listening to your gut instinct on things. And I think you
All
have
right.
your answer there. Thanks, Patricia.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. We got to move on because we're
Thanks for calling.
At the end of the show. Thanks for the call, but I want to get to 201 real quick. Caller 201, area code. What's your name and where are you calling from? You're the last caller of the day. Hello, 201. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your
Hi.
Name? Where are you calling from, hon? We got to do this fast.
My name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, it's
from
Jackie
New Jersey.
From New Jersey. I know who that is. What's going on, Jackie?
I'm working on cleaning and clearing and moving forward, and I just want to see what the cards say, if there's any advice.
Isn't it interesting that the last two calls and, like, all show long, it's been about this cleaning and clearing, whether you're talking about the decks or individual callers, Mary, because we started off with the numerology and the card of the day, which was talking about just that, clearing these things out, clearing your to-do list, crossing off things on your to-do list that no longer are going to serve you to do. It's very, very interesting. So what are you getting, Mary?
Yes.
For Jackie.
What am I getting? Okay, Jackie, I may be way, way, way off base here, but this is just what cards for you, and I'm getting about healing grief for you. So, you know, grief doesn't always have to be because, you know, someone passed away. Sometimes we grieve, you know, parts of our life that have changed, you know, that things aren't, you know, the same as they used to be, that kind of thing. But that's the biggest message I'm getting has to do with, like, finding ways of healing grief. And the way suggested by the angels has to do with really kind of making a big deal out of the little things, because little things make a big difference. And to also, you know, kind of give yourself a few moments, you know, not right now, obviously, because we're running out of time, but, you know, later on, give yourself a few moments to go ahead and look at the things that you can give yourself credit for, you know, for the things that you've gone through, and here you are still today, because those are your virtues. And for some reason, and this message that I'm getting from the angels is talking about not giving yourself enough credit, and that there's been healing, and that we need to embrace like the little things, because that's where that feeling of bliss can be tapped into. So that's what I'm getting. Let's see what Dax is getting.
All righty, Jackie, real quickly, I'm just going to rush right through it here. The Hanged Man, which says, okay, Jackie, think outside the box. I'm getting this vibe that what you're going through, you're going to actually be able to help other people with the same issues, that you're going to break through this, and then you're going to be able to help other people. And it's going to require thinking outside of the box. The Hanged Man, Page of Coins, Page of Pentacles. It's going to require a little bit of study, a little bit of preparation, which leads to Ace of Wands, a new opportunity where you're able to follow your passion, help other people, which leads to the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, where financially you're going to reap the rewards from this in the form of the next card, the Six of Pentacles, where a windfall comes to you. But more importantly, you're going to be able to give back to other people with that Six of Pentacles. So that's what's coming up in the cards.
Okay. I'm hoping that I could actually listen better in the archive, because you were going in and out. I am dealing with
grief.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It'll sound better.
Yeah, I'm dealing with grief of losing my mother and watching my family just like become fractured. And but at the same time, I've been doing what I know I needed to do. And it's been very, very challenging and time consuming. I'm just looking for a resolution so I can move forward. And I intend to eventually even help those who hurt me along the way.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to interfere with any of my steps now. Because
exactly.
I've come too
right.
far.
You don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta heal you first.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling, and you know,
Thank you.
Call back and let us know how the journey's going.
I will. I do call when I get a chance, definitely. I will.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, Jackie.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah, I really feel that once Jackie works through this, she's gonna have so much experience. She's really going to be able to help a lot of other people with similar, whether it's grief or dealing with relatives or, you know, all these different things that she's working through right now. She's going to be able to help a lot of other people, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was an awesome show. Awesome, 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 awesome.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it,
Thanks.
We'll be
Thanks
we'll
to
be
everybody who called in.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't have a show without the callers and the listeners. That's why we're here. We're here to help, and we'll be back next Saturday to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end of the month, you know, we do the psychic spin segment, and with all this stuff going on, Mary and I are still working it out, but we're going to tackle some of the big questions.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So look
awesome
out.
Sauce. Yes. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Don't forget Shona tomorrow. My co-host from Friday, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, is going to be the guest. They're going to be talking about the magic of mantras. I call Rose the mantra maven. She always has a mantra up her sleeve for everything. And don't forget that we had to move Catherine's show. I actually have to wait till I get off the air to find out what the issue was. I think she had something happening on Monday, so she needed to reschedule her. Normally, she's on Monday's show to Wednesday. So don't forget, she moved to Wednesday. I'll be back Friday with Dr. Rose, and Mary will be back next Saturday. So we're going to say goodbye, everybody. Have a great
weekend.
Bye,
everybody.
Good night, John
Bye,
boy.
Everybody. Good night, John.